Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ovik Roy back on the show. Ovik is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, the author of The Apothecary, a health policy blog that you can find at Forbes.com. And he's here to talk to us about something that's not exactly you probably think it's not small business owner related directly, but it really is. And it's all about the pharmaceutical industry that have done so many incredible things to help us stay healthy and to get well and to fight diseases and et cetera, et cetera. And they're under assault right now. And we're going to get Ovik to tell us about that. Ovik Roy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You've been doing quite a bit of research. I mean, a lot of research on the situation that the pharmaceutical industry finds itself in right now, and there's a lot of testing that goes on in order to bring a new drug to market for human consumption, and there should be a lot of testing. I think both of us will agree on that, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's an appropriate amount of regulation in terms of making sure that drugs are safe and doing what they're supposed to do, and that companies aren't deceiving you as to what those drugs are actually doing. But the problem with the FDA is fundamentally it's a problem of incentives.
Food and Drug Administration.
The Food and Drug Administration, which is responsible for approving or denying approval and allowing drugs to come to market, they're basically the central player in the development of new medicine. So the problem is that they have a fundamental incentive to make it more difficult for products to get on the market than to make it easier. Because the thing is, if they let a drug onto the market and it later turns out that the drug has some small safety issue or even a significant safety issue, then there's a huge public outcry. Congress calls them to testify and complain, why were you people so lazy? Why did you let this drug onto the market? And there's some huge, problem. And they have to spend a lot of money on lawyers to when they go before Congress. On the other hand, the story that's never in the newspaper is the story of the small company that tries to develop a new drug but can't, that goes broke first because the FDA puts so many hurdles in front of that company and makes it too hard to do the clinical trials to test whether that drug is safe and effective. And
tell
you never,
the audience, Ovik, tell them in current dollars what it cost to bring a new drug to market, say 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. So there's a group at Tufts University in Boston that's been trying to measure this, and in 2005 dollars. In 1975, it cost $100 million for every new drug that made it to market. Today, it's about $2 billion. It was $1.3 billion in 2005. And by some estimates, it's even as high as $5 billion today. So
which is prohibitive.
$5 billion.
In many ways, for huge companies. And they would only do that for drugs that had a wide distribution potential, but for a smaller pharmaceutical company trying to maybe isolate some drug that would help a fewer number of people but would certainly help those people, that's prohibitive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, let's say you're a scientist at the University of Texas or it's in some lab somewhere, and you've come up with some great idea for a new drug based on the work you read or some research paper you read. For you to actually start a company to make that and turn that into a medicine is almost impossible because of all the costs involved in developing a new drug.
Have we seen the companies that's have we seen an attrition in that sector of the pharmaceutical industry in the last generation?
Absolutely. So it's, you know, it's not as bad as, say, the car industry where there's, you know, three players in the U.S., but it's similar in the sense that you have a big group of four or five companies that are very, very large, the big pharmaceutical companies like Merck and Pfizer, all the companies that you've heard of. And then there is a constellation of smaller companies that are trying to develop new drugs, but it's really tough because if you're a venture capitalist, if you're an investor, you know, it's an all-or-nothing game. These companies have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, to develop a new drug. And most investors are like, you know, I don't want to take that risk. It's too risky.
Right. They can do other things. Hold on to that thought, Ovik. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll come back. I'm going to get Ovik to explain to us why the costs have gone up so much. Where are we stuck? Where's the problem? And as your mechanic says, you know, where's the trouble? And we'll do that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.